Hey, it's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of June, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, the Reddit saga definitely moves on, as thousands and thousands of subreddits, yep, they're still protesting. Now, as we reported earlier this week, a 48-hour protest was all it was going to be. But as of doing this show today, some of the biggest subreddits still remain inaccessible. In fact, the moderators have been saying they won't budge until Reddit meets their demands, which we don't think is actually going to be happening. In fact, the CEO of Reddit has pretty much said, and I'm paraphrasing, take it or leave it. With the folks over at Reddit still going on to say we're not planning any changes to the API updates that they previously announced. In fact, Reddit told The Guardian that they spend multi-millions of dollars on hosting fees, and Reddit needs to be fairly paid to continue supporting high-usage third-party apps. All in all, it's a game of cat and mouse right now. All right, hands up out there. How many of you actually use Nvidius to watch YouTube? Now, your fun's probably about to end. Those of you unaware of this, Nvidius, yeah, they actually let you use YouTube and browse it without having to be tracked. Meaning, yes, the good old Google algorithm can't tell what you want to watch or what you may want to watch. And because of this, YouTube has sent a cease and desist letter to Nvidius. Nvidius is just an open source alternative front end to the website. But because of this, YouTube is saying it's violating its API policies and demanding it shut down within 7 days. Now, YouTube's letter to Nvidius clearly states that API clients must not place any limitations on the YouTube functionality. That's actually required by the RMF, short for Requirements for Minimum Functionality for YouTube API Services. Nvidius, on the other hand, they don't plan to make any changes whatsoever, at least according to their developers over there on GitHub. And when asked if they expect YouTube to continuously pursue them, the French Ghostly, those are the creators behind Nvidius, stated they don't have any claim, but they have the money. So this might be going even further. We'll have to wait and see. And finally, still trying to hunt down games for your Xbox One? Well, that hunting is about to come to an end. That's because Microsoft says, yeah, we're not going to make games for that console anymore. Yeah, it's the same old story we've been dealing with since the 80s. Now, in a statement from Microsoft, they said, we've moved on to Generation 9. This is according to Xbox Game Studios, meaning it's all about the Xbox Series S and X consoles from now on. Well, until the next upgrade. Now, Microsoft says they still will support Xbox One hardware and games like Minecraft running on the previous generation. Now, of course, their main excuse is it's a lot more work to produce games for so many different platforms, not to mention more costs. So, yep, it's official now. Xbox One, yep, it's been left in the dust. It's up to you if you still want to sit there and play it and eat it. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the new show over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. Check us out on our network website, britishtechnetwork.com. It's also the home of the Mac Show and the Big Show as well. You can follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And come by the Slack room and join the BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well, we'd be back on Monday for our normal edition of the news show. Our Patreon supporters of $5 a month and more, you'll have access to your weekend edition tomorrow, where we'll get you caught up on the best that's happening in tech. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.